ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
आज का बाप दादा मिलन
टुडेज बाप दादा मिलन may it be spent very well, and that's why Suraj Bhaiji will make give us preparations frequency
English
105 English 105 Spanish
102
Thai
89
Thai 89
Tamil
100 Tamil 100
Telugu
89.5 Kannada
93
Kannada
93
Malayalam
107
Hindi
103 Suraj Bhai Ji
Suraj Bhai Ji has already arrived in our midst. Let's welcome him with one hand clap.
Abhivadan, swagat,
let's welcome him and let's honor him. This gathering is so beautiful and in that the knowledge of the sun of knowledge is going to spread its light. And he will tell us how to do it. Please listen to him very carefully and very slowly and merge it within yourself. Suraj Bhai, in 1964 he came into this knowledge, and in 1968 he gave his whole life, dedicated his whole life to this service, and he is the mind of godly knowledge, and he's a excellent speaker, writer. He has all those qualities, and he graduated in science, and during his student life he was a very diligent student. He was born, Lokik birth was in UP, and in the whole world, in so many countries, through his programs, through his beautiful deep thinking, he is spread out of the whole world, and he goes to different countries to spread his knowledge. He has been to, in fact, quite a few, many of the lands in Bharat, and does Yog Bhatti. He has a very great interest in Yog Bhatti. He has had many, many good experiences of godly milan. He has a very deep interest in psychology and has also deeply studied it. He has also spoken on this in many conferences, and his special topic is the power of thought, the thought power, and how to find solutions through Raj Yoga. He is an expert at that, and that's why he has a TV program called Samadhan. And so everybody, even those who haven't been in the centers in Bharat, they all know about him. And in Om Shanti Media, there's a program called Man Ki Baate, the Matters of the Mind. He answers the questions and clears the doubts of many questions. In his Rajyogi life, millions of people have received inspirations, and he stays at Mount Abu in the international headquarters. Today, how to have this milan with God, those who even have come for the first time, they can enjoy this, how God gives us his own experience.
Kunal Vijendra Jelwar Trilok Bhavan 125 ke gate number 5 par aa jaye, aur Meva Devi Center Assam unki teacher hai Suman, to wo bhi apne behan se contact kar le jaldi. Om Shanti
Om Shanti. All the security people, please sit down. All those with the yellow banners, please sit down. Yellow sashes. Today, this day, all of you have come here to receive very good experiences and to learn such methods that this milan can happen all the time, not just today or now. Whenever you want, you can take the happiness of this milan. At least every day at Amrit Vela and in the evening, to get absorbed, get lost in the experiences of this milan. This is the highest sukh, happiness, and it destroys the sorrows of birth and births. The milan with Baba, we will discuss a little bit about it, and also we'll have experiences. Along with the right method, we will also have, be ready for the experiences, and keep your mind totally concentrated. Our Purushart, the easy method is to be one who holds self-respect. This morning, who were those who were in yoga, 4:30, there was Bab Dada's Avya clip that was shown here. All of you are the first creation of the Supreme Soul. This was a beautiful elevated version. The first creation has all the qualities that are in the Supreme Soul. You are the roots of the Kalpa tree. You are the foundation. You are the ancestors and you nurture everyone. So we should make ourselves stable in this and accept this truth that we are great. We are the ones who are so wealthy in our fortune. Every day Baba says, yesterday, today, day for yesterday. Did you ever think that in this way God would come and teach us? The imaginations were only that maybe once we will have a vision, a glimpse of God. Only once, maybe just see you and then our life will become worthwhile. And look what happened. He has become ours. And our life, he's become a life companion. Khuda dost, the Khuda, God, has become our friend. He loves us so much. Through the murlis, you can realize this truth. Every day, do realize this truth that in this ocean of knowledge, all his love, we are receiving now. Through the murlis, you will receive that love. Today's murlis, let me draw your attention. You have received the jewels of knowledge from Baba. And these jewels of knowledge will become the diamonds and jewels and pearls of future. This is very big knowledge that is given. And this knowledge, where it can be used in many ways, I will show you a different way to do this. This knowledge teaches us how to live a life. Let's learn. At the end of Kali Yuga, there's so much education. However, how to live a life, how to lead the life, human beings don't know that. There is bitterness and this conflict in relationships. In families, love, there's no love, there's no essence. In life, there is a shortage of happiness. People have forgotten, humans have forgotten how to live, how to make relationships sweet. He continues to forget the human. So, the ocean of knowledge himself gives us this knowledge. First, he teaches how to live here. When we learn how to live, we are bidding farewell to 2019 and we are welcoming 2020 with Baba. So we will discuss a little bit on this. Tomorrow morning, whenever your eyes open, from that day, it will be 2020 from that moment. Along with this milan with Baba, we will have the beginning of the new year. And this old world, this old year, how to close it. We will keep, I'll keep a few things in front of you, but first of all, let us all become ekagra, concentrated completely, and sit on the throne of your forehead. Look at yourself. I am the sparkling special jewel. I'm a very, very bright soul.
Param pujya aur param pavitra atma.
I am supremely worshipworthy, supremely pure soul.
Raguti ki kutiya mein virajman.
And I'm present in the hut of the forehead. I am very silent, quiet and peaceful. Let's go deeper into our peace. I am separate from this body. Peaceful and quiet. From me, in all directions, the rays of peace are spreading out. I, the sparkling jewel, I am most loved by Baba. I sit on his heart throne. Om Shanti. In order to make yoga very easy and simple, everyone has to have this practice a lot of this soul conscious stage. Those who are weak in yoga, those who find yoga difficult, or have a lot of waste thoughts do not allow them to be in yoga, they must practice to be stable in the soul conscious stage. Today we are closing the year 2019, and every day we also do the opening and closing of each day. And now we also have to do the closing and opening of the kalpa of this whole cycle. Every day. Please pay attention. Next year, every day. From tomorrow, every day, as soon as you wake up, the beginning of the day, we will start them with very beautiful thoughts, with Milan with God, and His hand of blessings is on my head. We will start the morning with this thought, and the closing of each day, when it becomes night, and the world sleeps with a lot of tension. People go to their bed with a lot of burdens. We, in bliss, a lot of happiness, with a very easy attitude, all the burdens we have to surrender to Baba. and end the whole day and sleep in his lap.
This,
everyone will pay attention to this. The human being who sleeps with burden, he becomes a prey to many kind of sicknesses. His worries, his difficulties keep increasing. That's why do one small thing that what Baba has told us. At night, write a small short letter to Baba, whatever pressure or tension or any worry or anything that is distressing you, write all that to Baba every night. The mind will start becoming lighter. Today, when we are doing the closing of 1 year, last year, all the beautiful incidents that happened in 2019, we will take some zeal and enthusiasm from those good incidents, and if something bad has happened, then we will learn something from them. Whatever has happened, so by forgetting all that, and if somebody has done something, we just forgive him and we'll sleep at night, tonight, doing all that. So everything will be complete, full stop, to the past. We will delete everything and sleep today. So whatever happened is complete. Make the mind lighter. And now we'll do a very beautiful practice. Everybody, please get ready. In the mind, if you've had any problems with anybody, if there's something that is making your mind heavy, if there is some kind of a pressure of something on the mind, with some people, we should ask forgiveness. And to some, we should forgive. Let's do that. Those who have given you trouble or sorrow, give them the donation of forgiveness. We are great, and the jewelry of a great soul is forgiveness. And the one who's humble, his decoration is to ask for forgiveness. Okay, let's start. I am a great soul of this creation. The bestower, the maker of fortune. I am his child. I am the one who gives to everyone. For a few moments, all those souls, emerge them, those who have given us some pain. There's no need to remember them, just think. Just have a thought. Those who have given us pain, just have this thought. I am a great soul. I am the child of God. I give all of you the donation of forgiveness. May all of you remain happy and content. May all of you have a good intellect. May your life be full of happiness. May all your there be love in your families. Now the second thought, through me, if anyone has had any kind of pain, I, the soul with self-respect, with a lot of humility and politeness, I beg for forgiveness from all of you. May you become peaceful, happy, And I have all kind of contentment. Om Shanti. This practice you can do for 3 days. If it's something big that has happened, then you can do it for 7 days. Keep the mind absolutely light. I'm giving you a very beautiful thought. Now, you might have sent your children to different countries or different parts in the land for job and earning, and after 10 years your child comes back. So maybe if he comes back empty-handed and his head bowed, how will you feel? All of you know how you'll feel. Baba has sent us, giving us everything, but we emptied ourselves. But now again, Baba is making us full. Isn't he doing that? He's making us overflowing. And when we come to Baba, to our Supreme Father, when we go back home, then we should put our head high and go. Hold our head high. Everyone will think about this. So we should return home with our head held high and be so prosperous in return so that our parents see us and become overjoyed. What do you think about this? Will you do it? We will return being complete and full. So today, before going to bed, just become a little bit introverted and deeply think. And this deep thinking we must do every time at this conference age. How I have to spend the days of my conference age. The whole world, whatever they are doing, I don't have to do that. Those who are Brahmins who are very loose and slack, I don't have to do that either. I have found God, His true knowledge. I've received a beautiful path. I've got all the powers from the Supreme. And I have the true knowledge of making my fortune. So when we will go from this world, we will take all that and then leave. So everyone will talk to each other themselves. These beautiful days, these golden days, they will not come back again. Yesterday and day before, Baba had said, what a wonderful drama this is, that one incident never takes place again, it never repeats. This is a wonderful, beautiful, subtle creation. So this is absolutely this chance only the fortunate souls have received. When I come and sit here, I think, I have got the chance to come here many times, even for many classes, and I think, in this life, what have I seen, I think, in this hall itself, so many times, and many old brothers and sisters are sitting here, we have watched God incarnating on this earth, in one of those beautiful gatherings. The vibrations of godly love would spread everywhere, and the vibrations of His love would make everybody's subconscious mind also very peaceful. His rays would decorate everyone. From His drishti, whoever came would receive very, very different kind of experiences, and the part of the Supreme Guru was being carried on. Now that part has changed. There's a new game now. Even more beautiful game. And then that moment will come when all of us will bid farewell to this world and we will go to our deity kingdom. So think deeply about all this. I these beautiful moments of confluence age, how do I have to spend them? Let's go now to invoke Bap Dada. For this, all of you will sit down. And everyone, just think of yourself as sitting alone. All those who are standing, please be seated. We will call out to Baba. And as soon as we call out to him, Baba arrives. Everyone, feel that Bap Dada is with you now. This is a true, this is real. So take your intellect to Paramdham, the Supreme Abode. And gaze at the great light, the almighty authority, the one with all powers, the sun of knowledge. In Paramdham, the great light is sparkling and shining. With a lot of love, we will invite Baba, give him an invitation. He's ours. We have a right over him. He's for us. With a lot of love, we'll invite him. Oh, my Supreme Father. Oh, my Supreme Sadguru. Oh, the ocean of knowledge, an ocean of love. The almighty authority full of all powers, the seed of this whole creation. Leave your land. Leave your abode and come to us. The incorporeal Supreme Father has started descending. In the subtle regions, he has entered the body of Brahma. Now both of them are descending. They have come in front of us now. They are giving us drishti. Baba has kept his hand of blessings on my head. He is empowering me with his powers and shaktis. From his hand, the rays of shaktis, powers, are being absorbed into me. And Baba is reminding me, Bachche, child, you on this creation are very, very fortunate. May you constantly be happy and content, sukhi. I, along with thousand arms, am your companion. And while giving drishti, Baba returns to his abode. Om Shanti. Everyone in their homes, individual homes, will invoke Bap Dada in your homes. You will have very, very beautiful experiences beyond your imagination. Everyone try and do it and make this your habit. Make it such a habit that no matter what you have to do, whatever may happen, but you just say, Baba, come, and Baba will come. How long will it take him? Just think, and you will have the experience of Baba, and then your life will become very beautiful. I tell each brother and sister, I want to give you a very beautiful thought for the next year. I am experiencing and feeling this, that 2020 will be once again a very beautiful time for us Brahmins. After that, the world, the task of establishment will take a new turn, will take a new form. Because the way the task of establishment is taking on, then it looks like this heaven will not come in the next 15-16 years. So there has to be a miraculous change. Some kind of miraculous transformation will come in this task. So for next year, all you brothers and sisters, for Amrit Vela, there is a beautiful thing that I want to tell you. Whether you are new, whether you are coming from 1 year or 2 years or 40 years or 50 years, for all of them, this is the same. It's effective for all of you, useful to all of you. Morning, when you wake up, after saying good morning to Baba, before yoga or after yoga, if you do it before yoga, then the yoga will be powerful too. So take any five things and remind yourself of these five good things. I'm giving an example. You can choose your own examples. So there's a beautiful thing that you can do is, you will have great experiences. Eyes open, Baba, good morning. And then see the lines on your palms of your hand. God, the bestower of fortune, he has drawn very beautiful lines of fortune on my hand. There is no one as fortunate as me. As soon as you wake up, then the star of your fortune will start sparkling. So five things you will remind yourself every morning from tomorrow. Which five things? Which kind of five things? Those that remind us of our great task. Those five things that which awaken our self-respect. Those things that all our divine virtues that emerge in us awaken those virtues, and they will finish our waste. For example, in the world, sorrow is increasing. I have to develop and fill myself with so much powers that I can remove the sorrows of the world. You will have this thought. Yesterday and today, Baba has said in the Murli, I am the one who removes the sorrow and bestows happiness. And you are also
children. रवि बाबू कर रहे हैं, मुझे अपनी स्थिति ऐसी बनानी है, ध्यान देंगे श्रेष्ठ पुरुषार्थी, जिस पर मैं दृष्टि डालूं उसके रोग समाप्त हो जाएं। जो डॉक्टर सभा में बैठे हैं वो विशेष अंडरलाइन कर लें, दवाइयां काम नहीं करेंगी, सभी के विकर्म जागृत हो जाएंगे, डॉक्टर्स लोग भी अपने को असहाय पाएंगे, ऐसे में जो महान योगी और पवित्र आत्माएं होंगी
एंड ग्रेट प्योर सोल्स, एज सून एज दे गिव दृष्टि टू समवन दे विल गिव रिलीफ टू दैट सोल, सो हैव दिस थॉट, आई हैव टू डू दिस ग्रेट टास्क।
तीसरा संकल्प कर,
द थर्ड थॉट,
बाबा ने,
बाबा हैज
मुझे सर्व शक्तियां
प्रदान, एंडोर्ड मी विद ऑल पावर्स। Those who are Baba's new children who have come here, they will pay a lot of attention to this. The Almighty Authority has endowed me with all the powers. I am more powerful than Maya. Millions of times I have been victorious over Maya, so my victory is definitely guaranteed. Have this thought early morning. I am the ancestor. I have to nurture everyone. I am in the roots of the Kalpa tree. I have to give everyone good thoughts and pure thoughts. I have to give them the strength of all that to all the souls. Awaken this thought early morning. Have this thought. And then you have the practice of your yoga. Then you will have
हम चलेंगे फिर से बाबा के पास सूक्ष्म लोक में। एक सेकंड में फील करें, मैं आकाश के ऊपर सूक्ष्म लोक में हूं, ये फरिश्तों की दुनिया,
दिस इज द वर्ल्ड ऑफ एंजल्स। Now see in front of you Bap Dada with a very divine form, with a beautiful and bright form, the king of all the angels. He spreads out both his arms and he is invoking me. I am in front of Baba. Baba is giving me very powerful drishti, and through both his eyes, light and might, the rays are coming to
बाबा दृष्टि दे रहे हैं, संकल्प कर लें कुछ भी सुंदर, आज से मेरा जीवन,
माई लाइफ विल बी लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम ऑल ऑब्स्टिकल्स, From today, my life will be filled with happiness always. Take the drishti to their heart's content. Baba has applied a tilak on my forehead and gave me the blessing, Bacche child, may you be an easy yogi. In the Supreme Abode and in the subtle regions in front of Bab Dada, Baba applied the tilak and gave me the blessing. Let us accept those blessings. Bacche child, may you be an elevated yogi. May you be an image of success. May you be victorious. And he is bringing me back to that awareness. You are not ordinary. You are the great soul of this whole world creation. I have chosen you for great tasks. I have endowed you with all my powers. Accept this. You have to nurture the world just as I have nurtured you. You too have to nurture the world. He is giving me drishti. And while taking the drishti, I slowly come back. Om Shanti. Now in your individual homes, in your individual gatherings and groups, there is a special thing that everybody has to learn. Transformation first I myself have to do. The one who waits for others to change, if this one changes, then I will be so happy and content. Their waiting never ends. So first I have to change. Baba has a very beautiful elevated version. I want to remind you. Baba said, the garland of victory will be in the neck of those who themselves bring about transformation. The way of speaking, change in that. The transformation in the sanskars, the method of thinking, changing that, in transformation in the behavior, to bring about transformation in the self. Some people do think that I have to change myself, but what do I have to change? One has to know what I want to change, I want to bring in myself. So when I change, I will change because I am great. I am the specially worshipped worthy souls. And the flow of our transformation will go through the whole world. Baba has told us very deep things. And one I'm just remembering now, reminded of one, those who are great souls will pay attention. In a gross way, they say, whatever karma I do, the others will see and do the same. And those who are elevated purusharthis, they have to think, whatever thought I have, seeing me, the world will also have the same thoughts. There's so much responsibility I have over myself that even my thoughts will be visible to others, and the vibrations of my thoughts will inspire others to have elevated thoughts. I am going to keep a very beautiful practice in front of you. The new ones and the old ones will do. To see, to know the closeness of time, let me tell you a little bit. Some people do not understand. Baba doesn't come, Baba, what will happen in the future? Well, it's going to become even more beautiful. In the Sakar Murlis, those who read them and listen to them carefully know that the part of visions, Baba says a lot of things every day. That game, that play will start now. It's Baba's planning. Over the next few years, now one century is getting over, we are entering in the next century now. And this century is the century to bring about the transformation, the next decade. So he's going to bring about transformation. There are two plannings in this decade. The planning is to change the age and also to make the great souls complete and full. Baba used to say, either you become that yourself, otherwise this time will force you to become that. Now, Baba has his planning. When we every day listen to one point in Baba's Murli, when you will become Karmaki, then the war will begin. So some used to tell me, oh, then we will not become Karmaki, then the war won't start anyway. But he will make us Karmaki. Such incidents will take place on this earth that each and every human being will be forced to become yogyuk. And everyone's complete form will definitely have to come when the war takes place, and there'll be even more purusharth. Listen to that, beautiful purusharth. In the times to come, it'll be very useful to you, and every day it will also give you very good, beautiful experiences. And that thought is, all around us, we have to create this aura which is very powerful, at least once every day, morning, evening, mind will be peaceful, and there will be a kind of an aura around you which is so powerful. We have to create that aura all around us, a very powerful aura, morning at any time. It doesn't have to be 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock, and evening too at the same time. I am the Master, Almighty Authority. From me, the red rays of powers are spreading in all directions. And all around me, there is a circle, an aura of power, and I am in the center of this aura. You will feel protected from different situations, and from Maya, and also from the souls that are wandering, from black magic, which with the force of which is increasing. The second thing is, I am the supreme pure soul, supremely pure angel. So the golden rays of purity are spreading all around me, and there is a very attractive divine aura created around me, and I am in the center of that aura. You will have very beautiful experiences, and those who have very good yoga practice, take this aura and then go to Paramdham. Along with this aura, fly to the subtle region to again meet your beloved. Let's go once again to Paramdham. Create all around you the aura of power, the powerful aura. I am Master, Almighty Authority, the one with all the powers. The red rays of powers of Shakti are spreading all around. I am very powerful. I am the Shiv Shakti. I am the Master Almighty Authority. All around me there is now a powerful aura which has been created. Now, I, the soul, in the midst of this aura, and with this aura, I am going to Paramdham, Supreme Abode, along with this aura. I am flying, the soul is flying. It has reached the Supreme Abode, Paramdham. And there above is the Almighty Authority, the one with all the powers. His endless rays of powers are spreading in all directions. I am very, very close to him. And all his complete powers are being absorbed in me. Along with this aura of yours, I come back with this aura, come back to the body. Om Shanti. So now all of us, this godly milan, this loveful meeting, we will have it every day. We will invoke Baba. And lastly, I want to tell the sisters, I want to give you a thought, and to all the mothers, everyone, each one of you, while living in your homes, practice this self-respect. I am the special deity of this house. Then your home will become a temple. While cooking meals, by invoking Baba again and again, remember, I am a supremely pure soul. Your food will become very nutritious. Such a time is coming when there will be no medicines, and each and every home, the mothers will have to charge, they'll have to make it nourishing, the water and the food in their homes, through this practice. So from tomorrow, we are entering the new year, and everyone's new year must be full of zeal and enthusiasm, with full of happiness, contentment, full of a high stage, great stage, and great self-respect. This is a good wish for all. All of you will make your own planning, and you have to spend it in a very beautiful way. This, we have one more year now we have in our hand, in which we will prepare ourselves for the coming great task. So I'm giving you a thought now. Those who are very good deep thinkers, those who think about the world, let them think now. In every birth, we were useful for our family. We were useful to some people. Now, I have to be useful to the whole world. I have to give to the world. There is no one except God's children who can give to the world. And this great task, this great task is invoking us. So may the new year be very auspicious. And today itself, before sleeping, bid farewell to each and everything of this year. And the godly meeting, lateral meeting, will spread the new, will spend the new year and enter the new year. Thank you very much. Now we will all go to the supreme abode, Paramdham. We will have a very powerful yoga. So we will become again with that aura, we become those souls and fly and sit under the rays, sit under the rays of the Supreme. Come, let's go beyond the five elements, where Shibaba resides, our Shibaba resides. Let's meet the one who is a treasure store of virtues and take from him different and beautiful scenes, unique scenes. Come, let's go.